first phases is coming in and just, getting our condition right. The second phase is on the field with the coaches, and we might not throw with the quarterbacks, but we're over there with our coach working on our routes. We're still running our routes without catching the ball. Then you got the third phase, which is OTAs, and you get to, put that all together, and you go against the defense, you get to test that, and which is pretty cool because now you got a feel of how training camp is going to start and how what you need to know.
You see what y'all did? You see what y'all brought? That's what I get for the young pups. You feel me?
Hey, I just want to be like him.
Don't be like me.
I just want to be like you.
Be better than me. That's what I tell my kids. Don't be me.
Hey, don't kid me. Don't kid me.
Be better than me.
I love this game. There's no way that you could get to this level without having some passion and some love for the game. And some guys, after a couple of years, will tell you that they're playing for the money and they're playing just to come here to pay for their bills and stuff like that. But, for me, it's always going into that locker room and just being out there on the field. More than anything, I love just being out there with these guys, grinding hard, and then going out there and playing with each other every Sunday.
That's why I wear a helmet.
Kenny just has such a drive about him. He came from a low-income background, hardworking dad. His dad was a teacher. He actually went to Rutgers, though, too. I think Kenny's mindset was just he has to make it just to take care of everybody. He wants to help everybody. He was like, I got to get my mom a house. I got to help my little brothers. And he's so giving and loving. My dad calls him the beast because I swear that's just what he is. He just knows what he wants, and he goes after it, and he's not going to let anybody, prevent him from reaching his goal.
Outstanding. There you go. Great catch. Vertical.
Nice.
Literally, he walked out of the hospital after he got his knee surgery, and I remember Dr. Elrod's like, stop. You can't just sit in the wheel. He's like, no, I'm good.
My biggest inspiration is, I tell you, my kids right now. My daughter loves this game. To see me out there and play the game.
Run the face.
We know Hugh Jackson was here, and he had great success with his offense. And that's something that I wanted to be in.
And so we were excited. You know what I mean? We just wanted to see what the future would hold. We put it in God's hands, and we're like, hey, whatever happens, happens, and we're going to leave our minds open.
When we got here, it surprised us. Everybody upstairs, from the front office to downstairs, and everybody behind the scenes was just so nice to us. We wanted to move out the very next day, to tell you the truth. What's special about this locker room is that everybody's working for one goal, and everybody wants to see each other, get better and get to the next level. And everybody's here to push each other, because everybody wants this one goal, to win and then eventually get to the Super Bowl. And everybody's working towards it, and everybody's pushing each other. I've never had that in my whole career, so it's kind of cool.